So this week's portion is Balak. Who's Balak? Jump in anytime. All right, that's the hardest question you're going to get. Balak was the son of Zippor, and he was the king of Moab. So the portion starts off that says Moab was alarmed because the people were so numerous, the people being Israelites. All right, come on, you can. It's the easiest one you're going to get, so jump in when you can. You know, next I'm going to ask you who Moab's mother, who Balak's mother was. So, you know, it's a harder one. So Moab dreaded the Israelites, and Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this horde will lick clean all that is about us as an ox licks up the grass of the field." So it was, I was very confused. It talks about the elders of Midian and it talks about Moab. So you got Midian and Moab. So do we know anything about that? Anybody want to jump in? Because I sure didn't. So I'm looking for you. So there were two groups of people who were allies, and they were trade partners who shared the same gods. And funny enough, they were both descended from Abraham. Right? Who would have thought that descendants of Abraham are coming against us now? So the Moabites were descendants of Lot. Do you remember Lot? All right, there you go. Who was Abraham's nephew, and the Midianites were descendants of Midian, who was Abraham's son. Now, we don't know a lot about, you think you know Abraham's sons, but Abraham got married again and had more children. So Midian was one of those children. And so these are the descendants of both of them in both of those countries. So the story is really concerns, it talks about Balak, but there's another main character in there. Do you know who that is? Speak up loud. You know, people at home need to hear you. Balaam. And so how does he get into the story? All right, people, I'm going to have to get up and get on you. How does he get into the story? Huh? Ah, so he's the curse maker. He's the one that can come in and give curses to the people. And Balak says, "Oh, go get Balaam. Bring him in to curse those Israelites, please." And so he sends his messengers to invite Balaam. And he's Balaam ben Beor. He's a well-known pagan prophet. And he comes to curse the people. And how does he respond? "No, no, no, I can't do that." And why can't he do that? No, he comes for very interesting, because God tells him, God is talking to Balaam, right? And has this relationship. And so here we go with God speaking to Balaam and telling him, "You cannot curse these Israelites." So Balaam goes back to Balak and says, "Okay, I can't do it." And what does Balak say? "How about if I give you this big pile of money, this huge pile of money, you know, and you'll be honored everywhere you go." And Balaam says, "Well, I have to talk to God first and see what God says." And what does God say? God says, no, God says, "Go ahead, you can go, but there's a big but. You're only going to say what I tell you to say." Now, Balaam wants to take this money, and he doesn't tell Balak that this is what God told him. So he goes ahead, and this is where the fun part of the story goes. He gets on his donkey. So you know, the rabbis wonder, where the heck did this story come from, and what's it doing in our Torah? Good questions, all good questions. So this donkey has the power to see better than the prophet Balaam, right? Balaam's supposed to be the all-seer. So the donkey's going along and all of a sudden the donkey stops. And why does the donkey stop? There's an angel. And what does the angel have in the angel's hand? A sword. An angel has a sword. So the donkey is trying to protect Balaam, right? And Balaam is saying, doesn't see what's going on here. And he starts yelling at the donkey and starts hitting the donkey. And the donkey is going to the side and going back and forth. And this happens three times that this is going on. And finally, God opens up the eyes of Balaam and he sees this donkey sitting there. I mean, this angel sitting there. And he's a little bit scared at this point. And he says, should I go back? Should I go back now? And the donkey says, and God through the angel says, no, it's okay. You can go ahead. And then he goes ahead and he starts three times to bless the Israelites. And three times what happens? He gets curses. And one of the times comes, the one that's in all of our prayer books now, Ma Tovu, O Halecha Yisrael. Oh, how lovely are your tents, O Israel. And that becomes one of the oldest prayers in the prayer book. It goes back, now I'm trying to think, you know, 9th century? In one of the first prayer books, the prayer of Ma Tovu is in there. So if you want more of the story of all of this, you have to come back tomorrow morning at Minyan Makers, and we'll find out more about this, and really, what were those curses about? And is Balaam a good guy or a bad guy? And why does he show up so many more times in the Torah and our great books of Balaam? So we'll stop there for now.